appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business, like Samsung, Whirlpool, GE, and Frigidaire. And you'll see why nobody beats our prices on appliances. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 7-Eleven. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on 2017 models or up to 3-year coverage on 2018 models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99 at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont, South Carolina.
Offer ends July 5th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Tula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. The NFL has fined Jerry Richardson $2.75 million. Is that right? And basically found him guilty of inappropriate conduct to women and minorities. The allegations against Richardson include making inappropriate comments on Jeans Day, encouraging female staffers to get manicures and pedicures, and sending handwritten suggestive notes, according to SI. In one of the notes provided to SI by a former female employee, Richardson wrote, "If I could, I'd pamper you more, rub your feet, shave your legs." Ugh. That's right. Remember he wanted to shave their legs?
Yeah. I remember this. Gosh, that's just wrong.
Yeah. You know.
There's some weird.
Yeah, you know, when these individuals' habits go public,
Can't they just be Ryan.
Can't they just be like normal desires?
I guess if they were, they wouldn't make the news.
Well, I don't know, but
I mean, the women would probably go, oh no, well, I'm not keeping this secret. You want to shave my legs?
Yeah, remember, what he used as his pickup line. I want to shave your legs. No, you old pervert, go away. Anyway,
and he's an old dude. I haven't looked him up. He's an old dude too.
Yeah. Anyway, the desire to
slice my leg open.
The desire to shave legs is apparently worth almost $3 million. Meredith says, "Yuck."
Dang.
Jamie from Easley says, "And I thought Marv Albert was weird." Patrick Mike says,
"There's
wow,
always
Richardson's a
someone,
real Casanova.
There's always somebody weirder." Trust me. Always
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not sure. All right, sir. Let me get to Zeke on the Northland Communication phone lines. Zeke, how are you?
Man, I don't even know if I want to follow that.
Yeah.
He's 81.
You know, what's funny is how much was the fine? $7.2 million?
No, like $2.75 million. I think it was. I think that was the number.
2.75. How much 2.5. Did he sell that team for?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So that ain't Walt. That's like you dropping a buck today or something. You know.
Yeah.
Well, that's really going to hurt him. I don't even think we should comment on that anymore. Yeah, I don't even like. Dude, I just can't imagine. Anyway, let's just move to sports. Get away from that Jerry Rich.
Oh, it is 2.75, by the way. Yeah,
it's going to hurt him because it's out that he likes to shave legs, so it's going to hurt him. He's not going to be able to ask that anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's right. He's
one quick comment.
His lines used up.
One quick comment on a college baseball, Walt. I think it's really good that we have the best two teams facing tonight in a one-game take-it-all.
Not only that, but in all honesty, the best thing that happened for college baseball was Arkansas and that pop-up yesterday, because I think it lit up social media, brought a lot of attention to the sport, and you know, initially people think it may be for the wrong way, but again, that's a very difficult play to make.
Oh, it really is. And, you know, I went into this thinking I thought Arkansas was playing the best baseball. I thought Oregon State was number two. I thought Texas Tech was the bats were really well. But I just could have thought those two were better than anybody, playing better and were better than any. Matter of fact, I think South Carolina would have gone to Gainesville in the Super Regional the way they were playing. I think South Carolina would have came out and gone to Omaha. They just unfortunately had to go play at probably the toughest place against the best team. In that Super Regional, and asking them to win 2 out of 3 was probably just asking a whole lot of anybody, to be honest. So it should be fun to watch tonight. I wanted to comment yesterday, I heard you and Dave talking, and, you know, I don't know how you feel, but I've really, when I look at next year, Walt, I think there's a lot more similarities in North Carolina and Clemson than people even realize. I mean, they're the only two teams that both return not just three senior starters, but each team returns an all-conference player. And we're talking about three of the top scorers and three of the best players that they return on their teams. Both lost some things. One lost a big-time point guard who was a leader. The other lost a big-time shooter who was probably one of the best shooters in college basketball, one of the hottest shooters at least, at the end of the season. And both have guys that could step up but yet have to prove they can step up. And both have some incoming talent. So I just think that – I think both those guys are going to, though, ride – those six seniors, three on each team, heading into next season, and especially as postseason comes around. Just get your thoughts on that, man.
You know, I agree with that. I mean, look, I think it's going to be a fascinating year, in part because of the influx of talent. And, you know, the thing is, a lot of this talent that's come in, and especially to Duke the last couple of years, has been all big men. And it hasn't really worked out very well for Duke at all. And again, one of the reasons is, I think there are some similarities between Clemson and North Carolina, just to answer that. I mean, I think the senior leadership returning for both teams, the new pieces that could be key. I think all that's true. But in evaluating the whole league, you know, I think this goes back to something that you have long advocated for, but perhaps moved away from a little bit, and that is that experienced leadership is important. And I think it's done Duke in the last couple of years. It's done Kentucky in virtually every year because they just don't find the right mix of players. And I think more and more it becomes clear to me why it fails. And it fails because people watch Marvin Bagley is just a perfect example to me. People watch a Marvin Bagley, and what they see is they see him with the ball. And when he has the ball collegiately, he's playing in the ACC, he's overwhelming a lot of the people he plays against. And you look at him and you think, man, he's incredible. And, you know, and he winds up being the number two pick in the draft. And in that sense, from a talent standpoint, he is incredible. But the problem is that, for all of his greatness, he's still not mature. He's not physically mature. Right. He's not mentally mature. And he's a terrible defensive player. I mean, you know, Dokić, hammered him late in the season, and rightfully so, saying he never gets back on defense, never plays any defense. And he was right. He was right. And there,
yeah, I agree.
And therein lies the dilemma with these teams that are all based on young talent, is that they're fine on the offensive end. They have ability. They can score. They're fine. But what they lack, Zeke, is they lack physical maturity and a defensive mindset. And it takes those two things to be a good defensive player. You need physical maturity to guard. You know, it, again, when I had Brad Brownell on last, and we were talking about Gabe DeVoe, and we talked about, well, he misses long-range shooting. But if you listen to Coach Brownell, he implied, and I think correctly, that they're going to miss his physical element on defense as a wing defender as much as they're going to miss anything, because you don't just create that. It grows up. It grows up over 4 years when you have a guy like that, and he gave them a physical presence defensively on the wing. And I don't think people understand the importance of that until you go back and you start to think about a team like Duke the last couple of years. And Duke has had all these top 10 players, and the reason they failed is because they're not physically mature and they can't guard anybody.
It's funny you said that, because I heard you say something yesterday. You're only the second person I've heard say this. But what you said was, and you picked up on, I guess, the video was, is that Nazir Little coming to North Carolina, not only is he just a freak athlete, is he brings something that is a rare, which he already guards.
Yeah.
He knows how to guard, and he likes to guard.
Yeah.
I watched him absolutely shut down Zion Williamson and the McDonald's. Matter of fact, he got into his head, stripped him twice, and really frustrated Zion Williamson, because Little is such a competitor. He likes to guard, and that's a rarity. And I heard you mention that he's the one freshman coming in that can play defense. Because you're right, you don't get that much. And one last comment, you bring up a great point. 2 years ago, Walt, when we won a national championship, Kenny Meeks and Isaiah Hicks, neither one were phenomenal talents, but they both were 22-year-old, physically mature men, and they dominated the glass. They won a national championship mainly because they were such a great rebounding team, and it's because they were two fourth-year starting seniors that were physically mature, knew how to box out, use their bodies, and they helped North Carolina get on the glass a lot. And so it just validates your point that when you looked at Kentucky's big men last year, like you said, that they're thin. They're still high school kids. And so when you get mature physically players that are talented and experienced, well, then you can do some damage. And you know what? Not many teams in college basketball next year across the nation will have what North Carolina and Clemson both have. That's three guys that are all mature physically, mentally, have been in big games, and they're all 21, 22, 23, even 24 years old. And, Walt, man, that cannot be discounted as far as teams that can do some damage come March with that much experience. And I'm just going to hang up and get your thoughts on that. Yep. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Zeke. Yeah, look, I think that's right. I think that's – and, again, that's a big reason I like Clemson. I just think that – I think the experience in the backcourt – I mean, you're talking about guards who are 23 and 24 – when do you see that in college basketball? Who can play? You know, and it's not at BYU. I mean, that's special. And I think Thomas is another one of those guys. And I think Thomas has improved as much as any of those players. So when you add in the surrounding pieces, which I've already gone through piece by piece and laid it out, I think Clemson is going to be really, really tough to beat. And I think North Carolina's combination, the influx of talent and the three seniors, I think is going to help North Carolina as well. I think they're going to be one of those teams that may have a mix of players. Now, again, I don't know when Roy Williams is going to turn the reins over to Kobe White or how long he'll stick with Seventh Woods. I mean, I would make that change immediately. There's nothing to be gained by starting Seventh Woods, in my opinion. I think Seventh Woods is a great backup. He'd be a perfect backup, but Kobe White's got to have the ball in his hands. You're talking about a 6'4", talented lead guard. Now, listen, from a talent standpoint, and this is the distinction, from a talent standpoint, when you look at the ACC this coming year, if you ask me who will be the most talented players in the league, I would say this group of six guys. RJ Barrett, Cameron Reddish, those are two of the incoming Duke players. Barrett, like 6'7", lefty. Cameron Reddish, like 6'8", incredible wingspan. Nasir Little, the 6'7", wing going to North Carolina, who's hyper-athletic and a really competitive kid. He's, you know, as I mentioned yesterday, and which Zeke just referenced, he's not thick, but he's just tough. He guards. He has a competitive spirit about him. And then Kobe White, the 6'4 point guard, who I also think is going to be a very good player for North Carolina. Those four and my other two in terms of the talent in the ACC would be DeAndre Hunter, who was lost to Virginia at the end of the year due to the injury. I think Hunter's a freak, 6'7". And again, here you have a mature guy, 225 pounds. I think he's just scratched the surface of what he can become. I think he has a chance to be a top five draft pick. By the way, as do a lot of those other guys I just named. And the other guy I'd put in that mix is Tyus Battle. I think if you're talking about strictly talent, the six most talented guys in the league this coming season will be RJ Barrett, Cameron Reddish, Nasir Little, Kobe White, Tyus Battle, and DeAndre Hunter. Four of those six are going to be true freshmen. And the question is, how much will they help their respective teams? And I'll continue with this on the other side. I wanted to get to this anyway, so Zeke initiated it. So we'll continue with this for a few minutes. Hey, by the way, I'm encouraging all Road Rage listeners to go try out this new pickup line at any establishment near you. You know,
I got my razor.
You know, we do a lot of polls here at the station. You know, I'm curious about the poll result. I'm curious about how this line works out for you. So you just randomly go up to some woman and ask if you can shave their legs. Let me know how it works out for you.
After they stop freaking out, then they get mad. Yeah, and go, wait a minute.
Let me know how that line works out for you. I would expect a rather low success rate.
I think so.
Maybe we should limit it to people over 70. You're only allowed to ask the question if you're over 70. You're over 70.
The guy asking the question, right, or the right. legged people?
No, the guy asking the question. If you're over...
yeah.
Right.
That's still, I'm sorry.
If
that's
you're over no 70, excuse. Try it.
You've lived that long, you should know better.
Hey, let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose, including Serta and Beautyrest. You know, the Clemson football program did a study on sleep and determine that if you lose, I think it's 40 minutes of sleep a night, your athletic performance across the board deteriorates. Well, what do you think happens to you in your everyday life? You're losing 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours of sleep a night. Your work performance suffers. Your civility suffers. Every element of your life suffers. Your ability to function suffers. Every element of your life suffers without sleep, and your health suffers. A British study has determined that if you lose 2 hours of sleep a night from what you're accustomed to, your risk of death from serious illness doubles. Don't let any of this stuff happen to you. Get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart in Seneca. Tell them I sent you. They throw in the box spring free. The mattresses are up to 75% off every single day. You don't have to wait for some special going out of business sale or anything. No. They're not going anywhere, and the mattresses are up to 75% off every day. Go see them. You'll thank me later. You want to get in, 654-7627, Waltip Tula Road Rage. Quick break.
The Kelly Grandma Show is all new this Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Chandler Catanzaro, former All-ACC kicker at Clemson and current kicker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, will join the show for an exclusive interview sponsored by Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Also, check out the KG Show podcast on WCCPFM.com and iTunes by searching WCCP. The Kelly Grandma Show this Saturday at 10 a.m. presented by Engineered Sleep.
Hey, Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that six-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all six of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more, or go online cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
When choosing a lawyer, you need someone who knows the law, will take your legal needs seriously, and deliver excellent results. That lawyer is David Green. The Green Law Firm can successfully handle probate issues, estate planning, small business payroll tax problems, income tax returns, and any issue with the IRS. Get the results you are entitled to. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway, and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Hi, this is Terry Wyatt of Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross of Ag South Mortgages.
If you need financing for land, livestock, equipment, construction, both home and farm, or everything out in the country, give me a call.
If you're purchasing or refinancing a home on land or in a subdivision, let me design a loan that fits your needs.
The team at Ag South has been servicing the upstate rural communities for nearly 100 years.
We have the experience and products to fulfill your needs.
Call us at 226-8507.
Or visit us on the web at agsouthfc.com.
An equal opportunity lender.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in six models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden. Their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawn mowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. We're talking hot dogs, burgers, and more. With over 100 free toppings to choose from at Clemson's newest and most unique restaurant. Not to mention one of the largest draft selections in town. Outdoor patio and weekday happy hour from 4 to 8 p.m. $6 liquor pitchers, full liquor bar, and 17 big screen TVs. Visit it's the letter U, the letter R, wiener.com for a full menu and more info. It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. 101 Keith Street, downtown Clemson. Open daily at 11 a.m. Go Tigers!
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
You move it to the left, yeah.
Walt, Walt Diptula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Hey, let me tell you about The Vault. 213 North Main Street in Greenville, the coolest retro sports apparel store anywhere. I mean, The Vault has it all. I mean, you can connect the past to the present. Right now, all the NFL merchandise in the store is on sale because they're making way for a bunch of new merchandise to come in. The Vault can connect you to the past. You know, if you're a fan of the Colts franchise, you can go back to the days of Shula and Unitas and Earl Morrill and Tom Matty and Bubba Smith and that whole gang. You can go back to the era where you lost to the Jets as a 19-point favorite in the Super Bowl. But the point is, The Vault has it. It can connect the past to the present. And I don't care what sport you follow, whether you're a hockey fan, a baseball fan, a football fan, it doesn't matter what level, high school sports, The Vault is the coolest retro sports apparel store anywhere. I love my Vault shirts, the most comfortable shirts I own. You know, they're American-made, pre-washed, pre-shrunk. They feel great. You'll love them. Trust me. And all the NFL stuff's on sale. They now have jerseys and socks as well. And they're making way for a bunch of new NFL merchandise. Get to The Vault, 213 North Main Street in Greenville. You will thank me later. Texas says Colts to the Super Bowl. All right, before I move on, Ramon, I must say this.
Yes.
Two things that I find very disturbing. The following segment is rated PG-14.
Okay.
I'm giving you 5 seconds if you choose not to listen to turn it off for a second. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. These two things have disturbed me greatly in the last couple of days. Yeah. One of them is thanks to Orange Bill, who saw fit to use the Jerry Richardson circumstance to send me this. He has sent me a video of a, I don't know, 400-pound woman sitting at the edge with her legs in the water of a public pool in Florida, shaving her legs in a public pool, 400 pounds sitting on the edge of the pool. I have just retweeted it. You have been forewarned.
I'm not looking at that. That's disgusting to have somebody sitting by a pool.
I mean, what?
Yuck.
What is the matter with you, lady?
So
two things I'm never doing again. I will never go in any public pool after seeing this video. Never. It's out. If it wasn't bad enough already with what we know, that has ended it right there. There will never be, never, ever, ever, I will never even think about.
Come on, Texter, now you can't tell me you ever went to a public pool.
Oh, millions of times. Texter said, just wrecked my car.
Yeah, I'll bet.
But never again. Not after seeing this. Never, never again. What is wrong with you that you think it's okay for you to shave your hairy 400-pound legs in a public pool? Okay, so that's one.
It gets worse than that.
Oh, yeah, the second one's much worse.
Oh, no, I don't want to know.
Oh, yeah, the second one is much worse, and this is really the reason for the PG-14. Something else I'm never doing. I'm never going to a neighborhood barbecue.
Why?
Texter 650 said, that'll get you shot where I'm from, that shaving of the leg. I'm telling you, I've seen some gross stuff. But, I mean, this woman, and she's acting like, you know, it's like she does it every day. Like she shaves those beasts every day. It's just something wrong. But it's not as bad as this. You've been warned. USA Today. Michigan woman served her ex-lover's remains at barbecue.
What?
If you've ever seen the end of the movie Fried Green Tomatoes, which I haven't, then you have an idea of what may have happened to a Michigan man in 2014. In a new documentary, authorities allege that a serial killer and her husband chopped up and killed her former lover, then served his remains at a neighborhood barbecue in 2014. Kelly Cochran, the woman who did it, again, she and her husband killed and served on burgers her former lover. Then 2 days after they did that, the texter says, "What a boss." 2 days. That's his role. 2 days after they did that, she killed her husband by injecting him with a lethal dose of heroin.
So he helped her kill this other dude.
Yeah, that was their deal.
That was their deal?
Yeah, their deal was...
I guess he didn't listen to the whole deal.
Yeah, he didn't read the fine print.
No,
The husband didn't read the fine print.
There was a second page. Right. There was a second page.
Right. There was some additional fine print. Investigation Discovery said in a statement that neighbors believe they were served human remains. One friend was interviewed in the also described eating a strange tasting burger.
Hey,
I need more ketchup.
No.
More ketchup, please.
So they thought they were just eating like meat that was like old or something. Yeah. They didn't know how old.
They thought it was cheap hamburger.
Oh, that's disgusting.
They knew the taste was a little off. They added some more mayo. Another slab.
I don't know if I'd be in recover from eating something like that.
More mayo, no. More tomato. I don't know how you recover from. I recover from that story. Nor do I know how you recover from the video that Bill sent me. So here's the new deal.
So how did they find out if she killed her husband? If he's the only witness that she did it, how did they find out that she did it?
They're apparently killed like 9 people. So
the people that ate the burgers died.
No.
These two people.
Yeah, they
have killed other people.
Yeah, it wasn't their first rodeo.
So they went to interview her about some murder, and she went, she's
she's in prison. I don't know.
I had a barbecue at my house.
Well, the neighbors knew. The neighbors knew something was afoul, wrong. Less than tasty.
That's
not good.
That's
got to
be the...
And again, 2 days later, like you said, husband did not read fine print. 2 days later, she killed him with a lethal dose of heroin.
Yeah, she just had heroin lying around.
A fine example of one, IGS.
I saw her picture there.
Oh, yeah.
I looked at her picture. She's smiling.
Yeah, another 10 years, she'll be shaving her legs in a pool.
Oh, a pool of what? That'd be the question.
I mean, what is the matter with people? The world is going insane. It's absolutely insane.
That may be the worst story you've ever told.
Well, I just want to say, I have nothing to do with it.
I know you didn't have anything to do with the story, but I'm telling you, that's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard you tell.
Yeah, it's rather disturbing.
I feel so sorry for the people that were at the barbecue.
Yeah, well, two things now. One, no public pools. Two, no neighborhood barbecues.
No neighborhood barbecues.
Family only, and you still need to vet them thoroughly.
You need to count heads. When all the family comes over, you need to make sure everybody's accounted for.
That's right.
And if they're not there, why aren't they there?
Right. Right.
Are they home?
Right.
Are so they when they answering their phone?
Right. When they send you that block party invitation, just write in capital letters, no.
No.
No. I am not coming.
That is
and especially if you have a pool.
Oh, yeah.
You know? No, it's just a really bad combination. And Bill, by the way, thanks for ruining all public pools for me. And thanks for ruining the rest of my day with that little hideous video there. I mean, seriously. What is a woman thinking about who thinks it's okay to go sit her butt on the side of a pool and shave her legs in the pool?
Why would you? Yeah, I just don't have words.
Dexter 353 says everyone is getting vetted. Everyone. Everyone is getting vetted. That's exactly right. They all get vetted right now. No question about it.
Oh my goodness.
Dexter 247, neighborhood barbecues aren't that much of an issue. The real problem is the barbecued neighbors. That may be. Can you imagine, man? You're sitting there. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
You're at this barbecue, and you know you had a first burger. You didn't like. You thought there was something off about it.
You thought there was something off about it, but
nobody eats just one burger at a barbecue.
So you
went for the second one. And then yesterday you read the same story that I did.
Yeah.
You just knew that there was something not quite right. You know, probably on the way home you said, you know, those burgers didn't taste very good, honey.
Bone fragments in my burger.
Yeah, the burger
really?
Those burgers didn't taste very good. I had to put extra mayo on it. I had to put extra mayo on my burger. It just didn't taste right.
And then they start comparing notes.
That's right.
What yours tastes like? I don't know. Off meat.
Yeah, it was off. Then they read that story yesterday.
I think I would die. Oh.
That one guy quoted said. He was quoted saying, you know, it just didn't taste right.
They interviewed a dude?
Yeah, I just read it. I read it like 2 minutes ago.
I blocked it out.
Yeah, he said,
that's what he said?
Yeah.
He was interviewed about it, and that's what he came up to say?
Yeah,
it didn't taste right?
Yeah, he said that, let me see, I'll get his exact quote here. Where is it? He said, where is it? Having trouble finding it right now, but
it didn't taste right.
Yeah, he said something like that. He said it. Here it is. One friend who was interviewed described eating a strange tasting burger without realizing at the time that it could have been human. Well, that's probably not your first thought. You know, when your burger is your first thought is, man, could this be a human?
Yeah, you don't go, this tastes like a foot.
No. Yeah, it's just bad. Bad. Quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. Texas probably tastes like a turkey burger. No. We'll take a quick break here. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, now the Butcher's Block in Anderson is serving breakfast. Open at 6:30, the Butcher's Block will be serving fresh baked from scratch biscuits. All kinds of biscuits starting at $1.89. Sausage, bacon, egg, cheeseburger biscuit, sausage and gravy, fried chicken biscuit, ribeye, and filet mignon. Add hollandaise and an egg to make it Benedict style. Lots to choose from. Get creative and make your own. There's also scrambled eggs, grits, and low country shrimp and grits. Get the combo and get your choice of milk, coffee, tea, or soda. Don't do fast breakfast food. Do fresh breakfast food at the Butcher's Block every morning at 6:30, Tuesday through Friday. Use our convenient drive-thru and make breakfast good again. The Butcher's Block, located at 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. Don't forget our catering service and our delicious meals to go for those on the move. The Butcher's Block, good fresh food all day long.
I'm Bridget, Executive Health Coach at the Health Dare. My clients are raving about the results they're having at the Health Dare. At iDareGreenville.com, you'll see testimonials of real people saying our methods reverse their symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea in just a matter of weeks. In fact, our team promises to help you reverse your symptoms in 30 days or your money back. It's so easy and sustainable. There's only two things you can't eat, and you don't even have to go to the gym. I did the program and lost 80 pounds of fat in 90 days. They say we're reversing symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, high cholesterol, and IBS. So what are you waiting for? Don't wait any longer. It's time for a change. Go to iDareGreenville.com to book your free consultation with a health coach. I dare you. That's iDareGreenville.com.
Protect your hard-earned wages and bank accounts from IRS levies by calling the Green Law Firm. If the IRS has contacted you regarding past due taxes, be proactive and call David Green. With over 30 years of experience, the Green Law Firm will find the right solution for your tax problem. The sooner you call, the sooner you can have the peace of mind you deserve. Call 271-7940 for a free strategy session. That's 271-7940. Or go online at greenlaw.legal.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Tired of your outdoor power equipment breaking down? You thought you'd save money at a big box store, only to find out that what you bought didn't last. They don't offer maintenance and repairs in-house. They don't have the parts you need, and they don't have your local Husqvarna dealer's expertise. Easley Lawn and Garden is your source for the complete line of Husqvarna riders, mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and more. For commercial or residential equipment, they're experts who will save you money. Husqvarna has been around since 1689. That is longevity you can trust. Like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna offers many options, so whether you're a homeowner or a commercial lawn company, Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
The sky is crying. Cannons and the tears roll down the street.
Walt Zepsula Road Rage, doing our best to curtail all summer activities.
We're going to become recluses now.
You think we just put a damper on the next few weeks for people?
Yeah, it's like July 4th next week. That's right. Everybody's going to be barbecuing.
It's off now. It's canceled.
The family barbecue is canceled.
It's all canceled. It's all canceled. Not this year.
Yeah,
won't be any of that crap this year.
We have to forget first.
That's right. It's going to take, you know, I always say wait 2 weeks. It's going to take about, right. It's going to take about a year.
More than 2 weeks.
It's going to take about a year. Let me tell you about Harry's.
Oh,
what do you love most? Gosh. You know, what I love most about shaving with Harry's, the flexible soft hinge glides right across the contours of my face. You know, there's nothing like a hairy shave. There's just nothing like it. And there are no cuts. There are no burns. You don't even need shave cream. But the shave cream they have is the thickest, richest, best smelling, makes you feel alive, eucalyptus shave cream. For a limited time only, new customers can save big on a hairy shave set with Walt at harrys.com. You get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover for just $3 plus shipping. Harry's founders were tired of paying for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. They knew a great shave didn't come from gimmicks like vibrating heads or flex balls or handles that look like spaceships. Taxix, the leading brand, has used to raise prices for years. So they bought the German factory that made the finest blades on earth, that ground the steel into sharp, durable blades that were made to last, and they gave you a guarantee as well, a full refund guarantee if you're not satisfied for any reason. Listen, for a limited time only, Harry's is a special offer just for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a starter set that comes with 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already made the switch. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout, and you will thank me later. Ramona, these texts are like on fire. The first, Ramona, listen. This was about the woman on the side of the pool, the shaver. Texter writes, she was getting ready for the new Miss America contest. Come on, Walt, give her a break. Texas says, probably tastes like a turkey burger. Texas said, his cell phone ringing the potato is what gave it away to the neighbors. Texas says, let me see your hands. Texter 607 says, found a piece of a shirt in my burger. Badger Mike says, not even a King's Hawaiian bun can fix that barbecue. Oh, man.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard. That is the worst thing.
D-Dub writes, Walt, they should have had better taste in neighbors. I mean, better tasting neighbors. That is just completely wrong. What is wrong? What is wrong with you people? Oh man, yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know, but I'm getting one repeated text, as you might imagine. Let me tell you about. Let me get the Looper on the healthcare. On the Northland Looper communication phone lines. What happened to him? I just lost three people.
You disconnected me. I did.
Looper, get back in. Looper, you were up first. I'll put you right back in. You get up.
We're shook.
Yeah, we're shook. We're definitely shook.
We're shook.
In fact, everyone's summer is shook. You can forget it. Forget it. It's all
fireworks.
It's all right.
They can do fireworks.
Oh yeah. Fireworks are safe.
Go do the fireworks.
Oh yeah. Shoot off all the fireworks you want.
But there's
not going to be any barbecue this year. And there's definitely not going to be any going in the pool. There'll be no pools and no get-togethers like that. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. I have a lot I want to get to. You know, I was thinking about potential playoff contenders. I'll tell you what, let me get to Looper first. He made it back in. Looper!
Yeah, I heard old Mr. Craig, the Yankee Craig, and Basketball Jones yesterday. They always get something about Brownell. Brownell, that's General Brownell. Man, all his players, it look like snow white. They look like a snowman coming from inside.
Well, that's how it used to be.
Well, like I said, we got a better coach than General Brownell. I mean, Williams, none of them. I mean, look at they get talent, and they have to fart around with it. I was talking about Amir Simmons. He started coming on there at the end of the year.
He did.
He got some physique on him.
Yeah, well, he's strong and he has skill as well. So he should be that much better. He should be that much better this year again. You know, I had a texter ask me earlier who apparently didn't hear the show yesterday if Clemson had landed Zion Williamson, would Clemson have been a national title contender? I think Clemson is a national title contender. I think Clemson's in legitimate contention to get to the Final Four, the Elite Eight. And if you're in that group, then who says you can't win it?
Yeah. You talking about yesterday, you know, the guy said he couldn't understand about that soccer, but that Serbian, you know, the blockheads, you know, they're kind of robotic.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat, you know, they're playing Brazil, you know, that's the bananas and coffee carriers. You know, they got a little more speed, you know. They ain't solid flat. Take a little speed on that soccer.
Yeah, well.
Like them Europeans, they kind of robotic.
Yeah, well, Germany's home.
looks like the woman sitting by the pool. That's European women, you know. They got to do that shaving.
European?
It was a European woman by the pool, Ramona.
Yeah. That was European. That's, like I said, that's Mr. Craig and Basketball Jones feeding. I'll tell you out there.
I look for that. What? I don't know. It's Mr. Craig and Basketball Jones. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627. You know, I was thinking about the I was thinking about the immediate future of the college football playoff and how, you know, we have some usual suspects. These teams like Bama, Clemson, Ohio State. These teams are in the playoff seemingly every year now. And since it's only four teams, you know, there are not a lot of opportunities for other people to get in. But, and I think that in very short order, this thing's going to move to eight. In fact, we should get our buddy Bill Hancock back soon and have a conversation with Bill about the nature of things right now. And really, I think the obvious and almost immediate need to move this thing to eight. But, you know, they'll drag their heels, and I don't know how long it will take. I don't know how long it will take, but if it stays at four for any period of time, are there any other teams that are going to make this interesting over the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years? Let's say that Bill Hancock is right. He's not, but let's say he is. And let's say that it stays this way for a decade or whatever the terms of that contract are now. It's probably about 10 years now. Let's say it stays that way for that period of time, which again, it won't, but let's say it does. Are there any other teams that have a chance to become a regular participant? And what you would be looking for are programs. Because Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, those aren't teams. Those are programs right now. They're more than a team. A team, to me, means that on any given year, you might have a team rise up and have a great season. They might even have a great season every 3 or 4 years. But they're not a permanent fixture. Like a Georgia Tech, for example. A Georgia Tech a couple years back went to the Orange Bowl, destroyed Mississippi State, won the Orange Bowl, won a BCS game, but they're not going to do that every year. And by the way, they were the highest ranked efficiency offense in the history of college football in that season. Unstoppable. But they're not going to do that every year. So there can be teams that on an individual year have a great year. But what will be the other teams that become factors on an annual basis? Are there programs out there that might? Already I've had Georgia Tech will say Georgia for sure, and I've had a texter say FSU on the Health Dare text line. And I would agree with both of those. I think those are two of the leading contenders to become annual players in this mix. And obviously the Florida State thing, incredibly interesting because they have Clemson in the same division. But I would agree with those two. I think Georgia is certainly set to become one of those teams. Georgia, again, may have a slight setback this year. We'll see. But I think beyond that, I think Georgia is set to become one of those teams. Texas says Michigan State. You know, I don't know. I mean, a few years ago, I would have agreed with that. I do think Michigan State's going to have a big year this year. But long term, are they a team that you can expect to see? You know, again, I'm looking for a team that will be there more than once. Over the next, if we frame the time period as 10 years, over the next 10 years, I'm looking for teams that are going to be there with some degree of regularity. So not once and maybe not twice. I'm looking for teams that have a chance to be there. I'm buying Florida State. I think under Willie Taggart, the next decade, I think Florida State could return to prominence. I also buy Georgia, absolutely, because I think over the next 10 years, a lot of good things are going to happen in Athens with Kirby Smart's direction. Already they have. I mean, Georgia made it to a national championship game, obviously lost the game, but led the game at halftime by 13 points, and I think is that quality of football team. So, you know, my belief is that Georgia is certainly going to be one of those teams. In fact, I think that what you're going to see is Georgia join Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State as the most regular players over the course of the next decade. Scott and Dave in Simpsonville, you guys are up immediately when we get back. I don't want to start you right now because I have to cut you short. So I'm going to ask you just to hang in there a minute, and I'll get to both of you on the other side. But again, I want these teams that could form potential annual playoff contenders. And for me, what it means is it has to be a program. It has to be a program that fully supports football because that's essential. You can't have long-term success without an administration that supports athletics. So it has to be all these things working in conjunction. Let me tell you about Krispy Kreme. My friends, the Reese family, have owned the Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme since the 60s, doing it the right way, treating people the right way. I mean, they do donuts right. They know donuts. It's what they do. It's what they've done for a zillion years. And people love them. In those communities, people love the Reese family. Look, they constantly are bringing new donuts to the table. In fact, right now, Rhoda, don't they still have the strawberry and cream donut and the banana pudding cream donut?
Yes.
Both those are still going. And Anderson Spartanburg, new strawberry and cream donut and the banana pudding donut, those are short-time specials. You know, just a couple weeks ago, they had the lemon glaze donut and the blueberry glaze. This is Krispy Kreme and Anderson Spartanburg, and they're always bringing out something new. But three times a day, the hot original glaze come fresh off the press. They're still the biggest hit of all. The New York Super Cheesecake Donut's the greatest donut humanity's ever conceived of. And then, don't forget, if you have any sort of church group, youth group, any good cause, the best way to raise money is through Krispy Kreme Donuts. And no one knows the path better than the Reese family. Call them in Anderson Spartanburg. Tell them what you want to do. Tell them I sent you and they'll take care of you. All right, when we get back, Scott and Dave and Simpsonville, you're up first. I'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what...